Ruth Wedderborg grew up in Portland, Oregon, and went to Reed College in Portland. She came to Petersburg to teach in 1941, just 1 year after her friend Alice Foster Longworth. In a 2010 Listening Project recording with her daughter Diane, Sandvik recalled getting a telegram from the superintendent of Petersburg schools at the time, George Beck, asking her to come and work here.
Well, George needed a teacher at the last minute. But fortunately, I had met him at summer school the summer before. And you can't imagine what a very fine man George Beck was. After he met my mother and me, he said to my mother, "We wish we had a place in our school system for your daughter, Mrs. Wedderborg."
There was an emergency need for a teacher the year after that initial meeting that prompted the telegram and the new life for the young teacher. In Petersburg, she married fisherman Oscar Sandvik and raised three kids. Here's Sandvik in that same Listening Project interview recalling life as a fisherman's wife and one particular phone call with her friend Tora Norheim.
She said, "It's so fine when your husband comes home from fishing and you bake a cake. And you have good things to eat." She says, "It's Christmas all the time." And you know, I can still hear her words. Mm-hmm. And it dawned on me, that's the way life should be. Mm-hmm. We don't have to just be nice to people at Christmas. We can be nice all the year round.
Sandvik is known for her love of the color purple and her purple clothing. In a 2009 profile for Reed College magazine, she told former KFSK intern Melody Kay, quote, "In library school, they told me to pick something out that made me distinctive, so I decided to be the purple librarian," unquote. For a while, Sandvik wrote a column in the local paper under that moniker, including book reviews and notes from the local libraries. She also taught calligraphy classes here and served on various boards in the community for the arts, libraries, and civic improvement.
"All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets, and no one cares how late it gets. Not at Hernando's right away.
Of course, Hernando's Hideaway was the starting song for radio shows put on for decades by Sandvik and Longworth. The two were involved in the early startup of KFSK in the late 70s and helped the station broadcast city council meetings twice a month. Here's Sandvik and Longworth recalling one broadcast during a 2004 interview.
"We listened to the city council meeting, and one night it was particularly quarrelsome. They were having a hard time discussing things, and Alice had a brand new piece of music she was dying to play. And we could hardly wait for the program to be through. But finally it finished. On went our music, and tell what it was."
"What was it?"
"Who's Sorry Now?" It was perfect.
The two retired from spinning records at KFSK in 2004. Then 2 years later, Ruth was honored by then-Mayor Ted Smith with the first of its kind Mayor's Award for the Arts. That recognized her for her support of the Arts Council, Arts and Education, the Literary and Performing Arts, as well as public projects and KFSK.
"And I could give the thanks in return. Life in Petersburg has been wonderful all through the years because we've had plays, we've had music, we've had things to make Petersburg pep up. So we thank you."
And KFSK thanks you too, Ruth, and wishes you a happy birthday from all of us in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicnicki.